Welcome back, everybody. Boy, this day flew by because of each and every one of you. Thanks, everybody who's been texting and participating on our text line. Remember, I am reading them, even if I don't get to give you all some love or shout out your comments. Thanks to Mark from Sussex Cam and Appleton. Mark from Prairie du Sac, of course. Sue in Franklin. Hey, Sue. Ed, Tom in New Berlin. Scott, fairly newish texter. All of you, Tom and Jackson, if I didn't get to you, thanks so much for participating this afternoon. We got one last item of business. If you wanted to be an authoritarian, what would you do? Like, just ponder that. Might it include masked police officers who kidnap people? Might it include loyalty tests? Might it include trumped up charges about mortgage fraud and firing people without cause and stripping people of their citizenship? Might it include stealing election data from officials who are actually constitutionally validly in charge of it? Might it include declaring that you are immune from criminal prosecution, that you are above the law? And might it include sending the military to, in effect, police its citizens based on effectively racist and xenophobic fear-mongering? Yeah, pretty much like that's what you would do. And lo and behold, that is what Donald Trump is doing. I'm with former U.S. Attorney James Santel this afternoon. I'm always going to make the argument that Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard and in his attempt to federalize D.C. Metropolitan Police is illegal and unconstitutional. There was no emergency. But the legal bases as to Washington, D.C. are stronger than as to any other place. There's just special laws that apply to D.C. as our nation's capital, and because of it is the seat of our American government and the huge swaths of federal buildings there. So setting D.C. aside, there is no lawful reason for Donald Trump to deploy the National Guard in the city of Chicago. And you see how this is progressing, Jim and everybody? You start with L.A. Arguably, there were some protests there. There was at least a fig leaf. And then, okay, we'll extend that a little bit more. We'll call it an emergency in Washington, D.C., even though there is none, and we all know that. And that at least has a little bit of a fig leaf of a legal argument. And now there's another emergency in Chicago and maybe Baltimore, too. Right. Jim, how scary is this?
It is a 10 and a scale of 1 to 10. And if there were more than 10, we'd identify it there as well. Thankfully, we've got the governor, J.B. Pritzker, who, as you know, well, Maggie, is out there talking to constituencies. I find this fascinating. It's not just a political speech, but he's addressing a number of different groups. He's telling the president, basically, I know you invited yourself into my city. Don't come here. You're disinvited. But beyond that, I find it fascinating, Maggie, that he also addresses two other groups. He says, for those people who are around the president, and people might be inciting him to do these kinds of things, know that we're watching you and know that we're taking names. We're taking names.
He actually said that.
You are complicit in what he is doing, and there may come a time when you'll be called upon to answer for what you're doing. That's no small thing for a governor to say. And the other group that he identifies, again, many, many addresses out here, but also the media. He says, let's not just engage in the latest horse race priests on who benefits from all this. He says, let's not do the reflexive crouch. What a great phrase, the reflexive crouch that talks about things that do not really embrace what this is really about. The fact of the matter is, as you just noted, this is a military occupation of cities in a domestic setting that is contrary to our entire constitutional regime. And he talks about the obligation of the media to call it as it is, asking them not to simply say, well, there are two sides of both of this. Let's have some more talking heads on the evening shows and talk about those kinds of things as if it's just the latest political banter. It is not, he says. And he tells the media, knock it off. Don't do this. Call it out for what it is. Good for you, Governor Pritzker. More of that. We call on you to say.
Hear, hear. I mean, he says what needed to be said. And there are two portions of this address yesterday. And tomorrow I'll actually spend some time, a little bit more time going through it in detail. We'll take some of this on. But there's this, he said this, and it's the complete debunking of any argument that this is about law enforcement. Two key things. No one from the White House or the executive branch has reached out to me or to the mayor. No one has reached out to our staffs. No effort has been made to coordinate or to ask for our assistance in identifying any actions that might actually be helpful to us. Law enforcement has not been contacted, and we have made no requests for federal intervention. None. That's point one. And point two, which basically seals the deal, home run on the facts for Governor Pritzker. He goes through the crime stats in Chicago. They're all down. So in case there was any doubt as to the motivation behind Donald Trump's military occupations, take note, 13 of the top 20 cities in homicides in homicide rate have Republican governors. None of these cities is Chicago, and 8 of the top 10 states with the highest homicide rates are led by Republicans. None of those states is Illinois. I might have inverted, pardon my misread. And then he calls out specifically Memphis, Tennessee, Hattiesburg, Mississippi have higher crime rates than Chicago. And yet Donald Trump is sending Trumps here and not there. Ask yourselves why. Thank you, Governor J.B. Pritzker. Thank you to all of you fabulous listeners. And thank you to you, James Santel, former U.S. attorney. And you can always check out Jim's deeply insightful analysis. He's got that fabulous show, Amicus, on Saturdays from 9 to 11, all across the Civic Media Radio Network. He makes me smarter every time I listen, and I think you should too. Y'all take care. I'll be back tomorrow. We've got more great guests. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.